Yes,
Brilliant.
welcome to Caribbean Thought, Father Hyvesian. I see you are looking like our guest. That's great. And I hope I didn't get you at a very busy time, because I know on Fridays you're very busy.
Yes, I arrived maybe half an hour ago. So when you asked me to come on, 15 minutes later, that was the blessing. So I had to pretty much get a chance
I figured that it
to
was going to be a
breathe.
mess. Yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes. I'm happy that Father Hyvesian is here. Father Hyvesian is a lecturer, scholar, academic, theologian. He is an Episcopal priest, as I said earlier, and we have become very good friends. We've done several podcast episodes together talking about what's going on in Haiti and the challenge of Haiti. And we're happy to have him back because we want to know what's going on in Haiti. Because recently we talked about the Haitian crisis, and we know that part of the problem was that the Haitians want that more Haitian-led solution. Many of them were opposed to an installed prime minister, Dr. Ariel Henry, who is no longer the prime minister, I believe. I mean, first of all, he went to Kenya, Nairobi, to sign a treaty, which I was able to get that information from Father Hyvesian. The next thing you know, he was exiled. And but we want to know what has happened. So since then, we understand that he resigned. But they have, but no, but lately we understand that there was some kind of talks between the U.S., Jamaica, and Haiti, and a group of trying to terms of have an interim leadership. But we heard I heard on the news that that's collapsing. So I want to hear what's going on since the prison break and all that. But before you go, but we're gonna have you. I want to hear you talk about that, but I don't know, but for probably the first 20, 30 minutes. And the next thing we want to end on, the last 30 minutes, is we want to touch on the idea of what's going on in terms of what is faith and traditions in Haiti. Because one of the things that we were talking about is we want to explore the changing attitudes towards Afro-Caribbean belief and tradition in Jamaica and the Caribbean. And we know in Jamaica, one of the things that the Jamaican government, they've announced that they're exploring legalizing Obia. Many people are against that, the church especially, in terms of what pertains in Haiti, I'm talking with voodoo and so on and so forth. And of course, we are conducting research study on valuing African identity through religious affirmations and Afro-Caribbean beliefs and traditions. And so we're examining and exploring the changing attitudes towards Afro beliefs and traditions, African beliefs and traditions, so in Jamaica and by extension the Caribbean. So the study aims to shed light on the impact of socio-political factors, religion, education, pop culture, travel experience, and exposure on the evolving perceptions of Caribbean peoples, both in the Caribbean and in the US. And so the findings will contribute to a deeper understanding of how societal changes influence cultural attitudes, promoting inclusivity, tolerance, and cultural heritage preservation. And ultimately, the research aims to encourage a more informed and respectful dialogue surrounding Afro-Caribbean beliefs and tradition in Jamaica. So I'm happy that my good friend and brother is here, so he can help to talk a little bit about religious traditions in Haiti. But first, what's going on in Haiti today? And what's the latest so far? Welcome to the class, guys. Father Hyvesian, and join us is it's Alistair, Gavion, Chenille, Alan, and Felvin.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for the quick introduction, Pastor Mackenzie, my good friend,
Yes.
in the Lord, in academia, and all, and whatnot. So it's a pleasure to be with you today and to talk about those two topics that are kind of tangential. I mean, but I would like Pastor Mackenzie to keep me on track, because I
Yes.
can put it can be easily we can award it from one to the other ones and stuff like that. But we are going to talk about give you an update about Haiti. Well, now I think we left off on the prime minister that was
Yes.
installed, that was installed, that was never elected. He was never elected. Do you know that in Haiti, the system, we have the Republican system from France. He's not supposed to be there, but the United States and what we call a core group issued a tweet that put him in place after the assassination of the last elected president, Jovenel Moïse. Now, he got himself into a predicament because he wanted for Kenya, he had asked for the international community to allow Kenya to come and help the country that is now overrun by gang. So, but that was being challenged by the Supreme Court of Kenya. Now, they said that because for this to happen, the two countries supposed to have a bilateral, you know, treaties for Kenyan police or Kenyan military to go and help. But such treaties never existed between Haiti and Kenya. Such accords never existed. So he had to go there and sign one in order to get the force to leave Kenya to come to Haiti. And while he was over there, they shut the door on him, the police, the gang, they all tell him that he's not coming back. So he was deferred to Puerto Rico. I think that he wanted to go to Dominican Republic, so he's in Puerto Rico now. So what is happening now? The country, there is nobody's warning the country. They have what we call a council of ministers, of secretary of states. They are the one who make, who assemble and make decisions by consensus. But himself, he has not technically resigned yet. He said that once they put a government in place, it's a mess because now he cannot enter into the country, but he's not stepping down. He said that now I will step down as soon as we have a college, presidential college, like meaning that like a consensus, a government with different representatives from different sectors of the nations to have a college of presidential college. And then those people can go ahead and do away with governing the country. So now he did say that it just because he knew Haiti, we don't have a culture of working together. I don't know why, but I'm not blaming it on slavery or anything, but we don't have a culture of working, of a political, like, you know, the political elite, they don't work together. It's me and all myself or nobody else. Or, you know, they don't share power well in Haiti. So I don't know if it is like maybe a kind of like black people mentality, a kind of like issue, I don't know. But we don't share power well in Haiti. So now he said they're going to have a presidential college that of seven members that represented the most influential political parties of Haiti. The left, the center, the right, and you know whatnot. So they took the most influential political parties, and like they sent one representative. So they build what we call like the presidential college, and then they supposed among themselves to elect a president among them. So this has been done for a week since he was stuck in Puerto Rico. So that has not happened yet, and nobody knows when will that happen. So in the meantime, the country is just—he's still the prime minister because he has not resigned. The gang is still making the law. The gangs now, I heard over that last weekend, they went into the National Library. They vandalized that and then loot everything. And they went to the National Museum of Haiti. They went in there and then took away like a lot of like artworks and stuff like that. And so in the meantime, they just imposed their law on the populations. They overrun the country. The Port-au-Prince, which is the largest city and the capital, 80% of Port-au-Prince has been won by gang. So now nobody knows what's gonna happen next or what they're gonna be doing next. So that's the situations. And I think that the gang, they try two times.
Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. So, right? So right now, who is governing? Who is go? So you said that there was a council that was in
Yeah,
place.
they put a council together, but the council hasn't been invested. So for it to have the power, we have like an official like newspaper, which we call like which is the official you know kind of like the official like the state official like the state the nation official journal that publish anything that is official in the country. So if anything has to happen, they have to publish it in this to make it official. So their name, their this council of presidential college has not been invested nor published. So they are there. So they're supposed to be working and coming with roadmap, what how they're gonna lead the country for the next 18 months and to do elections. They hasn't been able to do that, and they're supposed to elect one of them to be president. That hasn't been done yet. So nobody knows the country who is running the country now.
But is that constitutional and for them to have a council and elect a president like that? Is that how it works?
No. It's not constitutional. What happened is very unconstitutional. The constitution says that if there is like a vacancy of the president, the vice president is supposed to be taking the lead. If the vice president, like the prime minister that we call it, is if he's not available, they go to the Supreme Court and take the chairman of the Supreme Court, like, you know. Or if he doesn't want it, or if he's not able to do it, they take the oldest member of the Supreme Court. So that's what the Constitution recognized. But now the country is split. They want this solution of presidential college or council come from the international community. But Haiti wants to go through the constitution to go to the Supreme Court, but the international community doesn't want the Supreme Court. So now, since they are the one that make the rule that move the pawns on the board, so what they say, that's what's gonna happen. So now that's what we have these guys now in line
Okay,
waiting
this
to.
is interesting because I thought that everything was moving in the right direction. They did not want an installed prime minister because, of course, Haitians have a lot of pride being the first slave, I mean, freed country. And so he hasn't stepped down
That was
I mean,
derailed.
this is quite
That was
interesting because
derailed.
I mean, Dr. Ariel Henry is one man who is installed, but he said he won't resign until he gets what he wants, which
Until
is to do something
that the
unconstitutional,
council is there.
which is to do
Yes.
something unconstitutional. He wants something,
Correct.
okay, while gangs continue to take over and chaos and crisis in the country because the people do not want Ariel, they do not want a presidential college. In other words, they don't want any external plan or strategy that deviates from their constitution, which is what you just told me, that if there is no president, no vice president, then we look to leadership to the Supreme Court until one has been identified, which is
Correct.
not. It's not on the table. And so, as a result, gang comes. Why is it that the international community and everyone can't see what's happening and do what the Constitution already have a plan, which they're not following?
Yes.
But so,
Yes.
why people are attacking the gangs, for taking over the country? But the gangs, part of the problem is that the gangs are acting out what the people are feeling, in a sense. You know? Well, this is interesting,
The
Father
gang,
Isaacson. Yes.
yeah, it's Haiti is almost like it's a chessboard. It's a chess, if you know how to play chess, It's a trust-playing board. But what is happening now? Now, since you have college student, like university student, is listening.
And guys,
so
you guys can if you have any questions, let's see your faces. Yes, sorry about that. This is deep. Go ahead, sir. I apologize.
Yeah. Yes. So we can understand, kind of like go deeper behind from what we see, say to identify what's the real problems. So one thing that one thing that I really like about what you're doing is that what we are saying here, you will not hear it in the news. So this you will never heard this in the news. The news are manipulated. The news are distorted. The news are, taking side. It depends who you are listening to or which radio and which stations and who's giving it. So now we're talking about like objective voice of what is really happening. So one thing that what I can say is that the core group, which is leading Warning Haiti since I don't know how long, it is the embassy of all six Western, powerful nations, France, Germany, Canada, United States, and I think who else in there? There's
Brazil.
Like five or six nations.
Brazil.
Yeah. They kick Brazil out, but that's it. France,
okay.
France, Canada, U.S., France, Canada, U.S., Germany. I think there was one of the powerful nations that keep that their hand, that cut.